Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Finding the wisdom to make decisions. Here's a special highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We featured an introductory message from our host, Joe Rathmanner. It's from a recent address to the Daily Chapel at University of Northwestern, St. Paul. And she spoke to the age-old difficulty we've all experienced from time to time. How do we make good decisions?
So back to James, he writes that God stands ready to give this kind of wisdom, that he stands ready to give it when we ask. So the first way, of course, that we can get wisdom, the first step to take is to ask God. He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask him, because God gives generously. James says, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be ashamed, for God is anxious to answer, and he will not scold us for doing so. You know, I ask for wisdom every day. It seems like every day I am lacking, whether it's how to deal with my kids on a situation, whether it's what I'm going to say for a lecture, how to deal with a disgruntled student, not that I ever have those, but just in case, whether it's what I'm going to say during a talk, I am always asking God for wisdom. I have one son who hates conflict. He is 8, and he just wants everyone to love everybody. So he loves to have fun. He also hates to be told no. So rather than ask for something directly and have me say no, he likes to come up with these statements, hoping that I will somehow come up with a solution to whatever problem he has, giving him permission to do something without him ever asking for it. Case in point, we have some video game rules in our house. My 8-year-old loves his iPod Touch, loves his Nintendo DS, loves really anything that has a screen on it. But he knew that his time had already been used up for the day. So he comes into my office and he's like, Mom, I really need some exercise. And I'm like, great, hop on your bike, you know, go take a ride. And he's like, my legs are tired, Mom. I mean, today we played soccer in gym, and then I ran home from the bus stop, and oh, my legs are tired. I don't know that they can exercise. But my hands could use some exercise. Is there anything that I could do that would allow me to sit and rest my legs but use my hands? So, of course, I tell him, I've got some envelopes to stuff or some buttons to sew on, and you can join me. And he does not like that very much. But he doesn't want to hear me say no. This is the exact opposite approach that our Heavenly Father has for us. He's saying, if you need wisdom, ask him.